Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. The following is a message from Jones Family Farms. Looking for that perfect Christmas tree this season? What about the perfect wine to go with your holiday dinner? Look no further than Jones Family Farm, a 400-acre working farm in Connecticut. Jones Family Farms is as passionate about education as it is about farming. Whether you're picking fresh strawberries or exploring local wines, we hope you're inspired to learn more about Connecticut farming. For more information, visit www.jonesfamilyfarms.com.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money. Making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman. Feeling better, Drew?
No, I feel like crap. And then we have a special second guest host.
We have a special guest. I'll get into that when I do my title, okay? Today's show is produced and engineered by the one and only Carlos.
Yes.
Solo today. Can he live up to the...
Solo dolo.
Can he live up to it? Doing it all by himself. I'm sure he can. And
No pressure, Carlos. Remember the song.
We're going to broadcast live. We broadcast live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. And if you can't tune in while we're streaming live, all shows are archived on the website, or you can download a free podcast from iTunes. But during the show, particularly today, we want to hear from you. Call us or email us. The phone number is
718-497-2128.
And the email is
info@heritageradionetwork.com.
Okay, and the reason why
I always wanted to say that way.
Oh, that's good. So you're gonna
.com.
So you're too far away from the mic. So
right, get in there.
All right.
I'm hungry. What's your dinner tonight?
Wait, can we please?
What's your dinner tonight?
We're going to our Christmas party.
What's for dinner, Carlos?
Carlos.
Pulled pork sliders. I think a whole shoulder from
Heritage Food.
Some wine from our wine sponsor.
Oh, I'm starving.
I think it's a good thing. 6 Point will have some beer there.
I think it's a good thing that we work for a radio station that's heavily into food.
I'm getting lightheaded.
And party.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay.
I'm glad Ray's
can
here
I
to pick
talk
up the
about
slack,
my
I'm
show?
So hungry. And hear about that food?
I can't wait.
Oh. Really. Okay. I'm about to take a nap.
Can I please do my show?
We're doing a show.
No, I want to talk about my show.
I don't want to talk about this. Is going to get me angry. Okay. You know, you just get me angry.
Today's show is men and our finances, and hence our special guest today
is a public school teacher.
Yeah, well, he's a man. I invited him because he's a man.
Oh,
and you know, I wanted to poll the men in the studio, and since most of the men in the studio are young men, I needed an old man.
Old man, take a look at your life.
To round out my poll. But let's just first talk about...
It's a three-man poll. Well, it's a very diversified poll.
You know
three
what?
White guys. Oh, Carlos, what are you, by the way?
Carlos is not white. He's Hispanic, right?
What are you?
Yeah, I'm half Guatemalan and then Irish and German.
Oh,
yeah, he's white.
He's white as white can be. What a great combination.
We all click Hispanic... What do you click? Hispanic non white? Do you click white on the box there, Carlos?
Just Hispanic.
Yeah, you cheater.
Good. Because he gets extra points.
Exactly.
For that, right?
He gets a little of the good stuff.
All right. Can I talk about my show, Men and Their and Our Finances? Not their finances, our finances. We're talking about the illustrious Andrew Cuomo, our beloved governor.
Oh, and his brilliant. His tax increase?
The way he pulls everything off these days.
That was crap.
And
it's crap.
So that's what we're going to talk about. So he decided on Sunday to send out... what did he do on Sunday? He kind of like started to put it together, the tax policy.
Slightly.
Well, according to him, he's been talking about it forever.
Slightly.
But he pulled it off Sunday. My mic keeps going awry here.
I think he wants to just hear from the men in the studio is really what's going on here.
Oh, I should stop talking?
I think so. All right. Women should know their place in life.
Oh, shut up, you jerk.
Right? You don't appreciate my humor, do you?
No, okay.
Not really.
So, Sunday, he comes up with an idea for a tax plan. He sends out an email. 2 days later, the governor announces that he and the legislative leaders up in Albany have passed this tax plan. 55-0. So they were all on board. You got to wonder how that happened. So that's what we're talking about today.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm just glad it happened.
Well, that's what he's promoting, you know, because there was such a clog up in Albany, especially when Patterson was up there. I mean, nothing got through.
Well, same thing in the federal government.
Well, same thing in Washington. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to compare, should Obama follow Cuomo's lead and do things the way Cuomo's doing it?
Well, which is what?
Well, keep it a secret. Get everybody on board. Don't ask anybody else and just get it through. Push it through.
But what did he get through?
He got through a tax cut.
Reduced tax cuts.
And
he got through tax cuts.
Wait, he got tax cuts through for the middle class. And
he reduced taxes for the rich as well.
And he's taxing the billionaires.
No, he's not.
Well, this is how
it's overall reducing the taxes on the billionaires and the millionaires anyway.
No, the billionaires are going to pay more. Can I give you the breakdown?
Give me the breakdown.
All right, I'll give you the breakdown. It goes like this.
The net amount of taxes are lower than they were in years past.
No.
Yes.
The biggest cuts go to those who earn $300,000 to $2 million a year.
Wow.
Wait, let me finish. Come on.
Go ahead.
You got to give me some.
Go ahead.
Okay. Their rates fall to 6.85 from as much as 8.97. So they go down. But here's a little caveat, because that is a broad...
that's a huge group.
Group, right. So that's measuring people
making... Is that single, married?
Wait, it doesn't...
It's just
does,
middle class? Say. Okay.
People making $40,000 a week, okay, by definition...
So it's $2 million a year.
Yeah, all considered middle class in this tax
yeah, that's,
really?
That's where I am too.
Okay.
Right. We're right there, right?
The second, yeah. But here's the second part. The second part is...
So I guess...
But overall... The wealthy, the truly wealthy, will pay more.
Wait, those guys aren't truly wealthy?
No, the truly wealthy, the single people making $1 million or married couples making $2 million a year are going to be taxed with this added tax, this higher
rate. That's not what you just said.
No, I said, you didn't listen to me. I said people between $300,000 and $2 million. So those are married people.
Okay.
$2 million. If you're married and make $2 million $1, okay, you are now considered the wealthy and you're going to be taxed at the higher bracket.
Which is?
I don't know what the brand
is. Did he increase it from the 8.9%?
You know what? I have it here, but I can't get to it. I'll find it in a little while.
Because I, from what I've read, the overall net, it's going to be a net decrease in the amount of taxes collected.
Well, yeah, there is.
Which is, how is that? It's
well,
just
I'll
retarded.
Tell you
that
why.
Makes no sense. We're losing money.
Okay.
We're losing jobs.
Yeah.
And then you're going to give a tax break anyway.
You're going
to
give a tax break
because they're not reinvesting. They're not reinvesting.
To stimulate
they're
the
not
economy.
Stimulating.
I agree with you a million percent. The billionaires, if you cut their taxes or increase their taxes, that's just less money going into their investment accounts.
And you want to talk about that. On top of that, a lot of these corporations are withholding capital, rebuying stock so that they can keep their stock prices at the right places so that they get bigger bonuses and make more money. So they're shrinking the economy by buying back the stock, not using the capital that they have in their coffers to grow and expand that like we need and actually to get out of this recession.
Right.
And now they're giving them a tax break on top of it. I don't understand. How is this getting us out of a recession?
Well, that's what...
How?
Well, it's not working that way. Okay, but let me tell you how it is working. Now the middle class people...
That's literally how it's working.
The middle class people, married people under $2 million are considered middle class in New York State. That's a pretty high bracket, okay? $2 million, you're still middle class. That's pretty high. But the good side of it is, you know that blasted MTA tax that we hated?
I think it's also stupid to reduce get rid of that.
They repeal.
That's stupid.
No,
because now you have a huge deficit in the MTA transportation budget.
And
where is that going to be made up?
The state will reimburse the MTA for what they're missing.
But we're reducing our amount of taxes
they're
collecting.
Where's
the logic? Where's
they're
the logic?
They're hoping that the reduced tax that the middle class is going to be paying will stimulate the economy by spending it.
But you're talking about people making $300 to $2 million a year.
No.
Those people aren't just going to increase their spending. They already have so much disposable income
that
it's not going
to
increase the spending.
I tend to
if you
agree
want to talk about
you.
The people who are going to increase this. Increase their spending is people making less than 150 to, you know, maybe 200,000 married couples and
right.
less.
They'll spend all
you
their
give
money.
That, all the disposable income is going to go back into into the market.
However, that's the tax policy that the government.
That's retarded. Okay. That's retarded.
Well, that's kind of the trend that goes around the country nowadays.
Because no one does anything. Right. All the Republicans and Democrats are all so rich that they look out for themselves and their friends and the financial people.
I'm not sure if they're all rich.
You know how much do you think Cuomo makes?
I don't know.
Probably $150,000 to $200,000 a year.
I don't know.
It's like the presidential candidates. They're all making $1 million a year, except for maybe two or three of them on the Republican side, at least. And Obama's well over $2 million.
According to what I'm reading, is the billionaires, the ones over $2 million, will, and the increase in tax, will cover the shortage that we're losing by giving back the tax brackets.
Okay.
So anyway, so Cuomo did this really secretly. Now think back. He's been a governor for this year, 1 year, right? He got through the gay marriage thing, which we all applauded
That's
him
great.
For. But no, wait, let me just finish. But it's the way he does it. It's quite quickly. It doesn't give anybody any time to debate it, discuss it, or even disagree with it. I tend to think that his style may not be the ideal style.
Well, I think if you get something done,
that's the only thing I would applaud
him
for.
If you get something done, yeah.
At least he's getting something done.
Yeah.
Is he representing the constituents? Is he representing what we want, or is he just getting through what he wants or what he can get through?
Well,
that's the important question.
What do you think? What's going on in Congress? Do you think that represents what the people
of
America
want?
No, not at all.
But they're not going out and asking us what we want either. They're just playing games with each other.
So you're comparing that to him. I mean, at least
he did something for the people.
Well, he did something for the people.
He got us a gay marriage, which I appreciate and I applaud. But now this taxing is just
you may not like that. But my point is, I think what's frustrating America more than anything else is the political bullshit that goes on between parties and the posturing and the inability to actually do anything.
I think the funniest part is the lack of dichotomy. They create dichotomy, but there is no dichotomy because they're the same people arguing about the same things pretty much back and forth, and it's nitpicking on minor issues and preventing anything from actually getting done when they're all aiming to achieve the same goal pretty much,
which is
status quo.
Let me tell you, the governor of Connecticut has to increase taxes too. But he's going around town hall style meetings and going out into public and asking the public, and he wants the feedback, and he feels it's important to find out how his people feel and where he wants to go with his tax increases.
I think
that's just a different style. I'm talking about style right
now.
And
I don't really buy that. Mm-hmm. For my point of view, most of the times, that's posturing. And a lot of times the decision is already made by the powers that influence that politician.
Well, then it makes
and he's going out and putting
what
on his show.
Either that or all the voices can't be heard. You can't hear every voice and appease everybody.
You can make believe you hear.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So like, what's the point of that if at the end of the day that you're
not
looks
good.
It does look good, but you're not doing anything and it takes longer to get anything done.
Should Obama take a page?
Obama needs to lay his foot down and say, we need to raise taxes across the board.
I think he should be stronger. I think the thing that I like about Cuomo is that he's strong.
He's an old school politician. He's very backroom. He gets his job done, I feel. And
whether or not you agree with what he did, at least,
he's getting things done.
Okay.
I think Obama needs to do the same thing and say, this is what's going down.
Okay. Well, now we're going to switch gears and talk about John Corzine.
Okay.
John Corzine, the former governor of the state of New Jersey, the former senator of the state of New Jersey, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, and the former CEO of this MF Global Fund, right? Has got himself into hot soup. His firm, as we all know, recently, I just lost my mic. I lost half my mic. My thing went out.
Jack shows up and everything goes to shit.
Jack?
Fine, guys.
Okay.
Oh, it's fine.
I only hear myself in one ear.
That's fine. Keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow, what is this, amateur radio now? Come on.
Okay, so John Corzine has now... his firm has, on Halloween or the day before Halloween, filed for bankruptcy, one of the largest bankruptcies in American history. And as the time marches on, what is it, 4 or 5 weeks, they're missing $1.2 billion of customer account money in their accounts.
Oops. Way to go.
And Corzine,
I dropped it on the way to
Corzine
work.
Says, I don't know what happened to it.
Huh.
How's that for leadership and being responsible?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're going
to
come back.
What happened to audits?
We're going to come back in a minute.
They audit a guy on a Schedule C for $50, but, this guy with $1.2 billion go missing. And
let's find out what we know about Corzine when we get back, okay?
It's got to be right for you.
So loose.
I think you're on again.
Hi, we're back.
Well, you're having a rough day today here in the office, huh?
Yeah, maybe it was that beer.
She's so excited about the party.
The party, and she had a beer before the show.
We're having a Christmas party tonight. And I am also celebrating post-birthday. Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay! So I'm still in party mode. Okay, so let's talk about Corzine. So Corzine now is, he resigned. He resigned.
What does that matter? Like, well, honestly, like,
there's two reasons. There's one reason, good reason why he resigned. Now he doesn't have any access to his files. And if they ask him any questions, he says, I don't know because I don't have any access to my files and I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But the more important question is, you know, he's now saying, I didn't know the accounts were not reconciled. I didn't know what happened to the
That's
money.
Crap.
How much SEC responsibility does that leader have for his underlings?
Well,
and his underlings, frankly, are not the low-level guys.
No.
I'm talking about the guys right below.
His managers are right above vice presidents. All that stuff. There has to be reconciliations every month. SEC requires reconciliations of their accounts.
What's going to happen to him now?
Well, now that's my question. Should he go to jail?
Well, I mean, are they going to...
No, they'll bail them out, too.
It's beginning an investigation. Yeah,
so
FINRA, SEC. Of course it's going to go on. So my question is, you know, the famous occupiers, 99%, constantly say that none of the bankers ever went to jail. My question is, are these guys going to go to jail, Corzine and his underlings?
I think at this point, you know what? He shouldn't go to jail.
Why is that?
Because the people whose money he lost, probably the 1%ers anyway.
I'll tell you
Whose
something
money
about
it is.
The truth
of the matter is, in this case, it's not the case. He had a lot of farmers and agricultural investors because they were investing in commodities he was doing that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And then he offset some of those investments with the European debt. And that's where he lost his shirt. He bet on the European debt, the bond market, and of course the bottom fell out over there. But so he now is, these people who lost their money, many of them are just, you know, people who are farmers and agricultural customers.
Awful.
It's really a drag. But regardless, like Ray said, I don't think anybody has a right to... I mean, I don't think it's fair for anybody to lose their money. And the second part of that, one thing that's really important is when these people lose their money in a Ponzi scheme or in a case like this, us taxpayers bail them out because they get to write those losses off and they get to pay less taxes. So we don't want more losses. We bail them out, whether we bail them out directly through Washington or we bail them out through the tax code.
Or then we bail them out through insurance.
Yeah.
Everything is just...
So it's not a good
thing. No matter what, we're screwed. People are screwed.
So my question is...
What does it matter if he goes to jail or not? Who cares? What does it matter?
Now they're questioning...
What about the rest of his company? Then there's going to be some other guy who steps up and does the same thing again. There's a void.
Yes.
If there's a void to be filled, someone will step up and take that void. Whether it's Madoff, whether it's this guy, whether it's any company, even the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you read about the Treasury or the Federal Reserve giving bridge loans before the TARP money was given out to Citigroup, Chase, all these other guys.
That was in the movie and the book.
But well, no. They were giving out prior to approval.
No. Yeah.
And how they each got like $7 trillion worth of loans going back and forth constantly and all the money that they didn't collect on interest from these companies. So like, it's constantly just people finagling this system.
Backroom.
It doesn't matter.
Dealings.
So this guy goes to jail. What's the difference? Someone else is going to step up. It's the same as in the 80s with the savings and loan scandals.
That's right.
You know, it's the same. There's this niche that these guys fit into that they can take advantage of the market because of their relationships, because of the level they're at. And that void will always be filled, whether it's this guy goes to jail or the next guy.
Greedy. They have no ethics, no morals, and this will go on and on. As soon as Corzine and his boys go to jail next to Bernie Madoff's cell,
it doesn't matter.
They're going to move. There's going to be another guy moving.
There's no shortage of criminals.
Someone else will step up in a second.
And it's all considered
to be... There's no regulation.
So there's no chance for this
to change. The problem is they regulate the smaller people. And they let these bigger ones just go on by.
Well, I don't think they don't regulate the big guys, but the big guys have enough resources
have
to
enough
figure
clout.
Out how to get around.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
They have clout. They have clout to say, you know what? Here, I'll get it to you next month, or I'll get it to you this time, or then. But and then the SEC or the other people, they're all buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
The Treasury Department, all Goldman Sachs, Federal Reserve, all Citigroup. It's just this group of people who look out for each other, and everyone else just picks up the pieces and gets left in the dark and has to pay.
So it's all very, very depressing.
It's awful.
And we're in for it. We're screwed.
And these guys don't even know what they're doing.
And we're all
screwed. It's the scary part. They don't know how to run a business, right, or else they wouldn't be in the situations they're in.
Do you think Corzine did it because he was being a thief?
I don't know.
He's got plenty of money.
I don't think he's a thief. It's probably his whole company-wide. Everyone's like, oh, well.
Well,
Goldman Sachs is crushing it this year. I want to be like my friend at Goldman Sachs. So MG rips them a little bit more.
The deal is they got into trouble and they borrowed from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, of course. It happens a lot too.
Yes, yeah.
So, okay. And they want to keep their bonuses going, their payouts going, and all this other crap.
Well, now they're all on the unemployment line.
No.
Company went bankrupt.
But still,
but I
want
to see if any of them are going to go to jail.
Because you know what?
I wanted them to go to jail.
They need to break up all these big companies.
They need to go to jail.
But there's going to be someone else there
and
in a second.
Just one guy.
You can't put them all in jail.
I think they all should go to
jail. Put them all in jail.
So just arrest everybody who works in the financial sector.
Well, not everybody, but the ones who have control. 95%
of these guys are just ripping us off anyway.
All right. Well, you know, it's very.
Why do they keep making so much money and everyone else keeps making less money? How does that work?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. That's illogical. We're in a recession. They're still making as much money as they did before.
No, it's because it's a scam. You're right. Okay, so now that's very depressing. Let's change the subject. We're now going to talk about happy holidays. I went and found out what men really want for the holidays and what they don't really want for the holidays.
Uh-oh.
And I'm putting it out there to all the men out there, including the ones in the studio, but I want all the men out there to call in and tell me, what is it that you really want this year for Christmas? And I got some categories, and you guys are going to tell me yay or nay. And the women, listen closely, because women don't necessarily know, and they buy the wrong things. Are you ready for this, guys? Think about what you want this year, okay? Ready?
Go.
Okay, so the first question is, do you guys want things that you see on TV? You know, those offers that you never seen this on TV. Buy one now and get the second one free. You know, those tchotchkes and those one-of-a-kind things.
The infomercials.
Anybody want any of those? You know, people do buy them, and I don't think that's just women.
Carlos, what do you think?
Carlos.
Boo.
Oh, boo. He doesn't want them. So then do men want power tools?
I imagine some men want
not in this group. I think
not in this group.
Oh, but I think men like power tools.
Well, it depends on your beauty.
Remember, we're talking about just three guys.
Although I could use a chainsaw now.
Oh, his chainsaw broke.
Oh, see,
and
there you go.
You have to see what he's like when he has his chainsaw in his hand. He goes from this Renaissance guy, poetry, music, drama, theater, to this, what can I cut down next? Give me a tree.
It's very empowering.
I felt that way when she bought me my axe when I was 12. She bought me an axe when I was 12.
I did.
Best birthday present. Never.
That's a low tech.
She was like, stop chopping down the trees in the yard. I was like, well, what'd you buy me the axe for?
Well, I think it's we're bred that way.
It's instinctual.
It's the DNA.
It's instinctual.
Okay, what about shoes and clothes, guys?
I'm filled up.
You don't want any shoes.
Underwear
and
t-shirts.
You don't want any shoes.
Socks, underwear,
how about,
and t-shirts.
For the holidays, you want clothes?
I like clothes.
And what about you, Carlos?
I just got a new pair of boots, so I'm all set.
See, you know,
that's
you guys.
That's all you need, Carlos?
You guys.
Boots?
I know. Just walking around the puddles in New York, you know.
Yeah, man. I've been rocking these same boots my mother bought me in high school. 15 years ago, I'm still wearing the same boots, Carlos.
So you guys are not metrosexuals. Maybe Ray a little bit. He wants some clothes, but the two boys, they don't want much in the way of the clothes,
right? No, underwear and socks and
t-shirts. How about video games, guys?
No. You know what I really want?
No, not at all.
No. Not at all video games.
No?
I want headphones.
Okay, but wait.
I need a new pair of headphones.
Okay.
I'm just functional.
And what about video games for you, Carlos?
I honestly don't have enough time to play video games.
This is not representative of a lot of men in this country.
What do the polls say?
Okay, I'm going to finish. What about artwork? Anybody here want artwork to hang on their walls at home?
You know what I want for Christmas?
No, would you answer my question?
No.
Andrew says no. Ray says what?
I'm thinking.
He's the museum guy. What about you, Carlos? You want some artwork for your new apartment?
If it's, you know, in the million-dollar range.
I was going to say, Cezanne, I would take.
He only wants the good. So there's a lot of crap art out there. Keep it, right? You don't want it, right? How about boys' toys? Remote control airplanes and,
no.
You know, those
what
kinds
am I, five?
Of things. Well, I'm asking. Do guys really want those things?
Well, I don't know. You guys see that Citibank commercial recently where the guy bought, like, the weather balloon with his points or something?
See?
Cool.
You see?
That
you
was,
guys
but, like,
really
that's, but, like, honestly,
toys.
Like, I would not spend my points on that. No offense. No. And I wouldn't want you going out buying me a damn weather balloon just so I could take some pictures.
What about you, Carlos? You want some boys' toys?
No.
No, okay.
Is there a baritone sax on the list?
Well, maybe we could put that at the end. Okay, how about jewelry, guys? Watches, no. chains, no. rings?
Boo.
Anybody?
I like, maybe.
Ray. See, Ray's not your typical guy here. He's a little artsy-fartsy here, I guess, right? Or whatever you want to call it. How about tickets to sports games and gear? Sports gear?
No.
Well, you said games.
What's that, Carlos?
Tickets to concerts over sports.
Oh, concerts over sports.
I wouldn't mind. I'll tell you, the Knicks tickets you bought me.
Yeah.
That was great.
But then, like, the problem is when I get there, I have to spend $80 or
$90. Oh, you think you'd be grateful for getting to a Knicks game on your mother's dime, okay? Yeah. Okay. How about cologne? Anybody want cologne? Anybody? No. Women like to buy men cologne. Do men like to get it?
You're getting a lot of dead air on
that. Yeah. What about you, Carlos? What about cologne?
No.
All right, so that's it. Oh, and computers and tech gear. Anybody? Those men want to computers.
I'm good. If I
needed
something.
And all their other toys that go with computers.
If I needed a cell phone, if I want a new cell phone, yeah.
Andrew says maybe. And what about
you? I don't need one,
Carlos?
Well, my phone's, the screen is all cracked, so that would be nice.
Exactly.
So computers and communication
stuff. If necessary, though.
Yes. And what about you, Ray?
No, I just got an iPhone.
Yeah,
I'm
so nobody wants any software, hardware for your computer, new toys,
I have a new computer
games.
And a new phone.
All right, so you guys don't fit the bill at all, I got to tell you.
Really? I need
You're
new
not
headphones.
Typical.
I need new headphones
okay, so,
and socks
so your
and
ultimate toy. Your
Why
ultimate,
is that so bad?
No, I'm going to ask you now. Your ultimate, the one thing you want on your list this year is you want headphones. You like the earbuds?
Yeah, but I think I already have a backup pair at home that I thought about.
Okay. And Ray, what is it the one thing that you want?
I told you, the baritone.
Oh, he wants a new baritone. And Carlos, what's the one thing you want?
Financial stability.
World peace.
Well, you want to know what Joanne Flash Fleming wants? As a radio host, she wants a clock in the studio.
I'm going to put it on the wish list for Patrick.
Put it on the wish list.
Maybe Dad can make it happen.
I have to get a new clock.
Let's go eat, Carlos. So, let's get out of here.
Wait, I'm not finished. I have another few more minutes.
Really, Carlos? I'm hungry, man. Can we wrap this up? Just hit the end music. Let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up because Andrew's out of patience.
I'm like delusional. 100.
And I'm going to come back next week and we're going to talk about some more holiday gifts.
I'd like to know what the women want.
Well, maybe next week we'll come back.
I think
we can
fill up a whole
half
hour on something like that, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, what women want, men really rarely can buy them. You know
oh
that,
Oh, my
right?
God.
All right. I want to just tell everybody, women do occasionally get what they want. Yesterday was my birthday and my boyfriend bought me a trip to Amsterdam. So that was a really great gift. And I want to thank you publicly
you
on air.
You
okay.
Go.
I want to say goodbye. We'll see you next week. We got to go to our Christmas party. And we'll be back with lots of holiday cheer next week. Bye-bye.